Community members and conservation groups recently toured a former paper mill because of urgent concerns that the site poses a threat to a nearby Montana river. The Smurfit Stone Mill near Missoula operated from 1957 to 2010, leaving behind pollutants that continue to leak into the nearby Clark Fork River. In 2020, the state expanded a fish consumption advisory to a 100-mile stretch on the river. Elena Evans with the Missoula City County Health Department was part of last week's tour. She says berms separate industrial waste from the Clark Fork over a 4-mile stretch and cover 380 acres of the river's floodplain.
The berms cause concern for folks downstream. Leaving unlined dumps and landfills and sludge ponds are impacting our EPA-designated sole source aquifer, and so that's why we had a tour.
Evans says the site also is an issue for Missoula's drinking water. She hopes that by voicing their concerns during the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's investigation phase of the Superfund site, officials will incorporate the outcomes the community is looking for, such as restoring the Clark Fork floodplain. In 2018, higher than average spring runoff caused part of the berms to erode and release toxic waste into the river. Julie Crocker with the Clark Fork Coalition was part of last week's tour. She says there is anxiety over what an even larger event could do to the waste stored behind those berms.
As we've seen these large floods happen more and more frequently due to the changing climate, there's a possibility that if we were to have the episode that happened on Yellowstone here, all of that would get pushed into the Clark Fork.
David Brooks is head of Montana Trout Unlimited and was on last week's tour as well. His organization is part of a study that will start in 2023 and look at fish and water quality near the former mill to determine the scope and scale of contaminants on the river. Brooks says this is a critical issue for Montanans.
People recreate in the river, people eat fish out of the river, and so even absent a catastrophic event, this is a long-term concern for water quality, fish, and people.
The effect of toxins in the area also is a concern for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, whose ancestral land lies within the 100-mile fish consumption advisory area. Tribal members rely on subsistence fishing and have been leading efforts for a proper cleanup of the former mill site. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.